Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I tell the stories of art, artists, and interview people in the arts. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I am an artist, art historian, teacher, and mentor. Hello, listeners. This is episode 82 of Art Talk. And today I want to give a review about a book I recently read by Laura Cumming, Thunderclap, a memoir of art and life and sudden death. Laura Cumming has been the art critic of The Observer since 1999. She was the arts editor of The New Statesman magazine, literary editor of The Listener, and deputy editor of Literary Review. She is a former columnist for The Herald and has contributed to the London Evening Standard, The Guardian, L'Express, and Vogue. Thunderclap is a book that really got me on different levels. Apart from that, I am a Dutch realistic artist, and it is very well written and meticulously researched. Laura Cumming knows what she is writing about. She has a particular way of looking at art and has a visual intelligence you do not often see. She writes with emotion and tells us about the small paintings that were painted by those Dutch old masters. It is Fabricius's painting, A View of Delft, with a musical instrument seller stall, which hangs in the National Gallery in London, which is the beginning of the story. That immediately sets the tone and shows how the story is interspersed with the personal memories and what role art has played and still plays in her life. She inherited her love for art and the Dutch painters from her father, artist James Cumming. She describes why she treasures Dutch art, because it is so democratic and all-embracing, so infinite in its reach through everything seen, experienced, imagined, remarked upon, remembered, from the gusting ship to the herring, and to the girl spellbound by a letter, from the bee in a dropsical blossom to the bright panel, the energetic burger, and every single terracotta brick in a fine Dutch wall. The way she looks at Dutch art and to the smallest details is so different than what we normally all hear about it. The story is the journey through the art of Fabricius, Ruysdael, the snow pictures of De Hoogh and his use of blue, Rembrandt and Vermeer, etc. It leaves you with a feeling of deep love for art and the urge to go to look for yourself. It's the art that was pushed away and not taken seriously for way too long. Too small and easily ignored in a museum filled with oversized loud paintings, made redundant because it was just about things. She even writes how the British painter Sir Joshua Reynolds looked down on the Dutch masters, missing out on what it really was about. Laura shows how art enters our thoughts, influences our views, and how essential art is in all of our lives. As much as it is about the sensitivity and subtleness of painting, it is also a book about memory. The memory of her father as a painter, his influence, his travel to Holland to study Dutch art, and his sudden passing. His memory is beautifully interwoven with the Dutch painters, and his sudden passing coincides with the thunderclap that killed Fabricius, both devastating. Thunderclap is one of the best books I read about art. It opens the heart of those almost forgotten works. Thunderclap takes you on an unforgettable journey that urges you to go to the museum and immerse yourself in those paintings. If anyone can teach us the importance of art in our lives, it is Cumming. However, what Laura teaches those who read Thunderclap is the importance of observing for yourself, with your own eyes, spotting all the little details you can find. It is the opposite of looking through the lens of a phone and quickly going to another painting. What she shows is how art can take you away from the illusion of speed and how it can reveal something more than just a pretty picture. So what I personally love is how she observes art as if she is the painter herself and can describe it without the so-called didactic descriptions everyone can read next to the paintings in a museum. To make it easy and take away your feelings and ideas, she opens up the idea that everyone should at least observe the art in detail for themselves, to feel into the art, and as she writes, see with everything we are. The art of old Dutch masters is not, as many probably were taught, about things. And Laura knows, because as her father James Cumming told her, a likeness is never the only reason an artist paints a picture. Those are words to my heart, as an art historian, as well as being an artist. This book is available in all good bookshops, also in the Netherlands, or online. I highly recommend Thunderclap. It is a treasure to read and to take it further and experience art as it should be experienced. You can follow Laura Cumming on Twitter, or X, it's called now, at the handle @LauraCummingArt. She has another book about art, which is about Velázquez. That will be another book review. For now, start reading this and go to the museum. Enjoy. Bye. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.